The views and opinions expressed in this content do not reflect those of 850 WFTL.
Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando, Tallahassee, and Nashville. And we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So please give us a call right here in the studio, toll free, for free advice, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show, like to read our blogs and newsletters, make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. We have over 8,000 of you on there. Ooh. By joining each week, you can get announcements about our show, our blog, our free seminars, newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. And for about the last 10 years, we're doing a blog every single Monday morning on an HOA topic or a condo topic that's hot. And you can find that at hoa-condoblog.com, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, it's good to be the developer.
Oh, yeah.
Part two.
Part dith.
Part two, right? Find out about a new case that allows the developer to charge you huge fees when moving in while not requiring the developer to pay assessments on units they own.
What?
And guess,
guess
what the court ruled? Who gets to keep all that money when the developer?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Pretty. It's good to be the developer, that's for sure, in the state of Florida. So, Karen, I felt like a fish out of water this week. I went from running around all over the state the entire month to being forced to stay in my office and work.
No, say it
isn't. Terrible. Yeah, I'd much rather be out there with the people, that's for sure.
I just quickly, we're here in West Palm Beach. It's pouring rain here. Is it raining yet there in Broward?
No, not at all. Looks great, as a matter of fact.
I guess the front is moving south. That's so interesting.
So far, so good here. Hey, let me tell you something. Now, believe it or not, I get a call the other day that apparently my traveling is not over.
Oh, no.
I will be in Tallahassee Tuesday fighting for everybody out there,
fantastic.
I'll be meeting with some members of Florida House and Florida Senate, and we will be fighting for you.
You're so influential.
We hope to try to get a law passed that does away with that stupid, silly, self-serving, ridiculous affidavant.
That's
I don't want that anymore. Yeah, we're going to try to do away with that.
I think the 850 WFTL News Department should do a story on that.
I love it.
Yes.
And I think, you know, Karen, more than anything else, it is such an insult.
It is.
To the people that show up for a class
and actually learn something.
And I have to sit there and tell them, guys, you know, I hate to tell you this. You know, you didn't even have to come today. The dope that rolls over in bed this morning and signs that form, he gets the same credit as you guys do.
Yeah.
You know, so let's do away with that. Let's make it mandatory that if you want to serve on a board, you want to be in charge of potentially a budget with millions of dollars, you got to put in your 2-3 hours and at least take a class.
And it's free and it's fun.
And it's available
and
everywhere.
It's available.
You know, and I'm certainly not saying I'm the only one that teaches it.
No.
It's available everywhere.
Well, you did invent it.
First one to actually file it, yes.
Yeah. So
we're now down to one more, though.
Yeah, you got one more big event in Hollywood, right?
Yeah,
our favorite
December
one.
December 5th, yes. And I'm telling you, so many people have signed up already. And that's December 5th, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. This is going to be the last chance to get certified for a while by taking our class. So come learn something for a few hours. Have dinner on us. Meet all of the show sponsors. We're going to have a fantastic panel. And just everything to gain by coming.
That is so cool. And if you want to register, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so and we'll see you on December 5th.
Absolutely. And I got a lot of great feedback regarding last week's show.
Oh.
So, again, I want to thank Jonathan Wolfson from Sherlock Tree Company for being a sponsor and for being a great guest last week on the show. As you remember, Jonathan is a certified arborist.
Yeah.
And we discussed that new law that allows for tree removal in your community if the tree is a danger, long overdue.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And, of course, this week in the news, dominated by the ridiculous impeachment proceedings.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about on the show how everyone in our condos and HOAs, you know, we want minimum fairness and an opportunity to be heard at our condo meetings, at our fining meetings, right? We want the right to confront witnesses, access to records. And this is just at the condo and HOA level and the fining committee level. You would think that these same standards should apply at the highest level, you know, like in an impeachment process.
Yeah, you would think.
But apparently you would be wrong.
Yeah. So do you think that Trump made Palm Beach his permanent residence because he thinks I'm going to be impeached and it's going to happen?
I think it was kind of giving the finger to the powers that be in New York.
They're like good riddance.
Yeah. Well,
Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, I think that's the wrong way to look at that. You just lost a pretty big New York State taxpayer, didn't you?
They said he doesn't pay taxes.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, I'm sure. Trump does nothing for the economy of New York, right?
They're doing an audit. Before he can leave New York, they have to audit him, they said.
New York does that with everyone now. If you see in the papers, you leave New York, they penalize you. They punish you. They do an investigation on you. I know plenty of people who it happened to already.
God, that seems like you're stuck there then.
Yep, they investigate you to make sure that you paid enough taxes while you were there and then send you a bill while you're in Florida.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but what can I tell? That's New York. That's how it's become.
Wow.
But impeachment seems like a done deal, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, who cares? You know, you had a 2.5-year Russian investigation. That was a waste. Then it was collusion. Then it was conspiracy. Then it was even Stormy Daniels, right? Then we learned the Democrats paid for a fake dossier. Then we learned FBI agents at the highest level of the government say they have an insurance policy. Should Trump win the election? They promised to stop him. It was never going to stop.
It just seemed like when the Mueller thing kind of blew up and dried up and blew away. So they said, who do we have in the White House that can find something? Oh, we have this phone call.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can do this.
Listen, there was an article written, I think it was by the Washington Post. Trump got sworn in at 12 o'clock p.m. Right? 18 minutes later, there was an article by the Washington Post that impeachment proceedings are basically already underway.
Well,
it's just an inability to deal with and cope with the fact that they lost the election.
And Nancy Pelosi is like, we don't want to do this. Really?
We want it to be bipartisan, but not one Republican.
We don't want to impeach this president. What?
Well, now apparently it's a high crime and misdemeanor that warrants an impeachment. If the president asked the leader of Ukraine to find out why the former vice president's son was getting $83,000 a month from a Ukrainian company that was being investigated in the Ukraine, and Biden actually bragged about withholding $1 billion from Ukraine unless the prosecutor investigating his son's company isn't fired. Remember, he's standing there screaming, you got 6 hours, you got 6 hours. And it's all on tape, all on video. And the Democrats don't believe the president of the United States has the right to even ask about what the hell happened. How did that happen?
Yeah, so that would benefit his presidential campaign, but impeachment of him doesn't benefit the Democrats?
I mean, can you imagine asking about that now is somehow an impeachable offense? That's a high crime, a misdemeanor, asking about it. But
They're too far in at this point, and you know what? They're not going to stop now.
No,
they have to keep going. If they stopped, then it would be even worse for them.
Even though, believe me, it's going to destroy them in November, and they can't help themselves. And I can't be more sincere about this. You're watching. What you're watching really is actually sad. I was a Democrat. You know, you're born in Brooklyn as a Jewish guy, for sure. It's a law. You got to be Democrat, right?
Right.
And I got away from it because you just couldn't stand what you were watching after a while. And just think, it wasn't too long ago that the party had a leader like Kennedy who said, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Right.
That's been turned around. Now the official saying should be, ask your country to do everything for you.
Right.
Right? I mean, that should be their slogan now. But even this week, President Obama, did you see the interview by Obama? He was on stage this week. You got to give him credit,
about
really.
About the woke stuff.
The woke stuff. Right? He made an attempt to be the voice of reason, telling his party they've gone too far left. So, you know, it's the truth is, it's sad when the leaders of the party talking about the evils of capitalism. Can you imagine in the United States, you have people running for office talking about the evils of capitalism, and nobody in the party has the guts to stand up there and say, wait a minute, capitalism is what made the United States the greatest nation in the history of the planet in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah.
You're watching what really was once a good party, representative of the working man. You're watching him implode. And despite the fact that the leaders of the top could save it if they just fought back the people who are trying to kill the party from within, the top leaders are cowards and they just can't do it. So they let themselves get taken over and they cater to the far left fringes who Americans really have nothing in common with and don't agree with because they don't want socialism here. And again, it's sad. So let this impeachment thing play out. It's not going to result in his removal, as we know. And for the first time in the history of this country, you know what you're going to see? An impeached president is going to get reelected.
And they're going to impeach him again?
How stupid will the Democrats look when they can't even beat an impeached president? How bad is that going to look for them?
Well, actually, then they'll probably lose the House. I mean, in the end, do you actually think this is good for Trump?
Yeah, I do. I think the middle-of-the-road Americans see right through this, what a sham it is, really how mean and unspirited they look. And I tell you, funny, it reminds me of a case I had about 25 years ago. I took a law school intern to court with me to watch me do a trial. And it was actually a divorce case, believe it or not. Oh. I represented the wife. And the opposing counsel, when I got there, was a real jerk. Loud, rude, crude, obnoxious, annoying, vulgar, a real mean guy. And I'm being nice.
Oh, my
gosh. Judge. So we walk out. I win the hearing. And we walk outside. And this law student asks me, you know, why did you allow him to act like that in the courtroom? You could have objected 1,000 times. How did you let that go on? So I laughed and I said, yeah, of course I could have attempted to stop it.
But it was awesome.
Why should I?
Yeah.
Was he annoying the judge? Was the judge getting pissed off? Did we win? I rest my case.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's happening here. The Democrats, they look rude. They look crude, obnoxious, annoying, vulgar, and it's pissing the country off. And just wait until October. You know what they say about payback, Karen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just watch. But let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Give us a call about anything or everything going on in the condo or HOA world. You want to talk impeachment, I'm good with that too. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, who specializes in community association law. If you have a question, call him toll-free. Anything about your HOA condo or co-op, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Phones are stacked. How about we take the first call of the day, Jack in Palm Beach. How are you, Jack? Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Karen and Eric, for taking my call. I have actually two questions. The first one in regard to DPDR and the solenoid regulations. Anybody can look that stuff up online to get an idea of what they're dealing with. But a lot of things are settled by the arbitrators.
Yeah.
Where would a non-attorney be able to get access to those arbitrator rulings so they can see what they have done in the past on certain
Love your question.
Yeah.
Okay. So the DBPR used to publish, right, used to be online for everybody, the arbitrator's opinions, right? You would think for the $4 per unit per year that the millions and millions of condo owners are paying in the state, that at least they should be able to give you the public, the opinions of the arbitrators so that the people in the state of Florida can see what the arbitrators are doing. You can't. You can't get them. I can get them. You can't get them. Why? Because I subscribe to like a Westlaw service, like a legal research service that costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month. Okay, so attorneys can basically get them. You can't. Okay, that's another thing you don't even get for your $4. So instead of them, again, taking all that millions of dollars at the end of the year that they have left, and instead of creating a very simple system where all they have to do is just continue to publish these arbitrators' opinions, they don't, and they keep your $4 and spend it on other things. So another reason why you guys should be rebelling a little bit.
No, you discussed that thing about that annual fee, which is just going into the general coffers and not to the where it should be done. But is it Westlaw available at most of the courthouses, the law libraries?
Wait, Jack, it's Jack. You're breaking up a little bit. It's becoming a little hard to hear. I don't know if you can hear him. But
I can't hear him, no.
Yeah, that's my silly phone, I guess.
Yeah, Jack, what we're going to do, sorry, you got a call back from a landline or something, and we're going to go on to the next call. I hope that I hope we at least answered your first question. How about we go to Susan in Plantation? How are you, Susan?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for holding.
our condo, we're a condo, not an HOA. Termites have been found in some units. They were tenanted. We have a management company who is coming around to inspect each unit. Someone asked them what rooms they were going to inspect, and they said the ones that they were allowed to. Does that mean I can say you can inspect my kitchen and that's all?
First of all, why is a management company inspecting your unit for termites? What does a management
well,
company
they're bringing
know about
a termite.
Oh, they're going to have a professional
them.
With them. Okay, fine, fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And the question was asked, is he finding termites because he needs the money? And they said no. But anyhow, and a couple of board members, which I have no idea why they're coming, but am I allowed to say, yes, you can do my kitchen, but that's it?
No. I think if an expert determines, there's really no such thing. If they believe that you need to tent the building, for example, then they're going to be able to tell everybody, okay, listen, we need to tent the building, everybody out. And I can tell you it happens where unit owners say, no, I'm not leaving.
Oh.
And they wind up screwing it up for everybody. So it's not uncommon to go to court, get a court order requiring these people to get out while the building is tented. It's up to you to find another place, you know, to live for a day or two. Because if the building needs to be tented,
no, I understand
it's
that.
Be tented.
Okay, I'm aware of that.
But
okay,
I don't think termites just pick and choose rooms. They're everywhere.
No. And if you just clean one room, you just bomb one room. They're going to move to the next room. Right. Exactly. So doing one room at a time is a waste.
No, I'm not asking that. What I'm asking is, okay, they said that they would check the rooms that they were allowed to.
No, they're allowed. There's no such thing. When there's the association has the right to enter your unit during reasonable hours, right, to make sure that there is no damage, to prevent damage to your unit, to the common elements, and to the surrounding areas. So they can go to any room in your condo to inspect at any time during reasonable hours, as long as they think they're doing so, again, to prevent damage to the unit, to surrounding units, and the common elements. Anytime they want.
Even though they said that they would only do the rooms that they were allowed to.
I don't know why they think they're confined to certain rooms. They can go anywhere in the condo they want.
Okay. Our unit has like four of us attached. There's no termites in the other three, and I know for sure I don't have any. So I just can't say no to the kitchen. That's it?
Absolutely not. If they want to go somewhere and you're not letting them go, ultimately they can get an order from an arbitrator or a judge requiring them or allowing them to go anywhere they want. And if the arbitrator feels or judge feels that you wrongfully denied them, you're going to wind up paying their attorney's fees and costs. So, Susan, I urge you to be careful. Let them in.
Yeah, well, they've already sent a letter saying that if you're not there, like we have a lot of people up north, that they're going to bring a locksmith with them. They're going to open your unit and go through it, and then you're going to pay the locksmith.
And they're right. They're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's like the Gestapo. I mean,
Susan, that's where I disagree with you. If there's a problem, if there's a termite problem in the condominium, they have a right and an obligation to go anywhere they need to go to fix that building. And if you're not going to let them go, you're not. Hold on. You're not going to. Hold on, Susan. You're not going to ruin it, and you're not going to jeopardize the soundness and safety of the building because one unit owner or two unit owners are not going to let them in. You can't screw it up for everybody. So on this one, 100% in favor of the board. Okay? It's not a Gestapo. You know, don't use that. I hate when people use that word Gestapo. You know, it's such a horrible, filthy, dirty word.
She's a very, very nasty person. She's very arrogant.
No, but it's not a Gestapo. Cut her off. Cut her off. A board that wants to go protect the unit owners is not a Gestapo. A Gestapo is a filthy, dirty word to call somebody, okay, that has a very significant meaning in history. Don't call the members of your board a Gestapo. They're there to help you, not hurt you, unlike the Gestapo was. It's a terrible, harmful thing to say, very vindictive, very nasty, and I'm not going to tolerate it here. How about we go to Mike in Lake Worth?
Mike.
Oh, my God. Pleasure to speak to you guys.
How are you, Mike? What's going on?
She must have some dead bodies in her bathroom, but anyway.
Yeah. Right. What the hell is she hiding in her unit? That's what I want to know. That's pretty good you picked up on that, Mike.
a bunch of sex toys for everyone. But anyway.
What's going on, Mike? How can we help?
We've got a board member, actually the president, who's working under a unlicensed management company in the state of Florida. And number two, we also found out he's been embezzling about $50,000 out of our HOA.
Wow.
All hang up and listen.
Okay. No, so what, Karen, maybe I didn't get it. The current management company that's there is unlicensed?
Correct.
And they're embezzling?
And the current board member owns the management company.
Oh, the board member owns the management company.
Correct.
Okay.
It's unlicensed under Sunbiz, and he's been embezzling about $50,000.
Is he himself licensed? Is he a licensed community association manager?
He apparently runs more than one community. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
He had so much, we can't get nothing out of the guy.
Okay, so Mike, what we'll do is we'll put you on hold and we'll answer some of your questions, okay? Okay, so in Florida, there's a two-part test for your management company, basically. Not only does your manager have to have a license from the state of Florida to be a licensed community association manager, if they're working for a company, that company needs to be licensed as well. Okay?
Okay.
So let's assume that this president has a company, and that company is getting paid by the HOA, but that company isn't licensed. That's absolutely an illegal transaction. Mm. The board cannot be paying an unlicensed management company to manage that community, number one. Number two, here we have a situation where the president is actually the owner of the management company. So now we get into that whole thing where, wait a minute, how was that contract voted upon? Mm-hmm. Did two-thirds of the uninterested directors approve that contract?
Is that ever possible, or is that ever a good thing?
We keep going back and forth and back and forth on the law. Right now, the way the law is, yes, this contract can be entered into, right, with this manager. Let's assume he's licensed, of course. I'm assuming he's licensed. So, yes, he can work for the association if two-thirds of the non-interested directors approve it and that the relationship is disclosed and the unit owners have a right to cancel it at the next meeting. Okay, but I don't know if any of those things happen. But and then we have a whole issue is, did he embezzle $50,000? I don't know. We'd need to know more. But as answering the first issue is, yes, the company itself needs to be licensed or it's an illegal transaction, not just the manager. And B, you got to know if it was voted on properly.
Well, you know what? Yeah. But shouldn't they go first thing first is, if he's embezzling, just get him out that way.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
Felony. And then you worry about the other stuff.
Absolutely. 100%. And by the way, if there's embezzlement, there should also be an insurance policy in place which protects the association from employee theft, including the manager. So you may want to make a claim on that insurance policy, insuring the association. Good questions this morning. Keep them coming, everybody. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116. Or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with you on this rainy Sunday with Eric Glazer. He is board certified in community association law, taking your toll-free calls with free advice about anything condo, HOA, or co-op related. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right. Yeah, just to get back to that prior call, Karen. Don't like it when... that term Nazi is used or Gestapo is used. Again, I didn't mean to, you know, totally go off on Susan, but that is a horrible, horrible word to call people that serve on your board. It's horrible basically in any context. It's horrible to call politicians that. It's horrible to call your neighbors that. It's horrible to call your board members that. Anybody.
And if there's termites, that's a big problem. And
yeah,
they're not
exactly
going to just be
right.
in your
yeah,
kitchen. They're going to be
Nazis
everywhere.
Because they want to fix problems in your building? Yeah, I don't think
and
so.
And she goes, I don't have any termites. How do you know? You
yeah,
don't
course,
know until they
course.
Check.
Right, exactly. All right, anyway, taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. Back to the phones with Carol in Delray. How are you, Carol?
Hi, Hi.
Hi.
How can we help?
We have a HOA board election next week.
Ooh.
And, of course, some of the residents aren't too happy with the people running.
Okay.
They're going to vote for a couple, but they might write in something just to be funny. And we heard that they're going to throw those away.
Okay. So you have an HOA board now, right? You have an HOA election coming up. And they're taking nominations in advance of the meeting.
Yeah, well, they have the list of people running.
I understand. And they, in other words, these people were allowed to submit their names before the annual meeting, right? Obviously.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Did they send out ballots, by the way, now? Or are you going to have the ballots?
Yes, we have the ballots.
Okay.
But some people are going to write in names.
Like what? Donald Trump?
Have to be thrown out?
Okay. Yes, you can't write in names.
Oh.
Okay. They don't have the ability to write in names because only certain people submitted their names to run. Now, here's the interesting part about the change in the HOA law that happened last year. So it used to be, what was the big complaint about HOA elections? That you need, unlike a condo election and an HOA election, you need a quorum in order to even have the election. So what happens, especially in these large HOA communities, you never get a quorum for your annual meeting.
Right.
So the board rolls over not only year for year, but sometimes decade after decade, right? You'll have the same people on the board for 28 years. So as a result of that, and Carol, your HOA is a perfect example, as a result of that and the wanting of the legislature to overcome that problem in HOAs, they went to a new provision, new change in the law that said, okay, in an HOA election, if you're going to allow people to nominate themselves in advance of the meeting, right, if you're going to take nominations in advance of the annual meeting, like you did, you're going to basically do it the condo way of doing the election, and you're going to allow people to nominate themselves in advance of the meeting, you don't have to accept nominations on the floor from the meeting. And the most important thing coming up about your meeting is no quorum necessary. So when you get to your annual meeting, if they tell you, well, the same board rolls over because there was no quorum, you can tell them that's not true. That's no longer the law.
Ah.
Yeah. As the bottom
so
line is.
So we're filling out a form that says, you know, the quorum form.
Right. So what you need to know going into
that
meeting
doesn't matter.
But
if you add somebody in just to be funny,
that's going to be ignored. That's going to be ignored because that person didn't submit
their name. But they'll throw away the whole thing?
Don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. But I think
that's what they said they're going to do.
Well,
is it legal?
No, they should probably count the votes for the people that actually submitted their name and are on the ballot. You can ignore the other people that
they're
going to
vote for. Let's say they vote for two people, but just to be funny, they write in two names.
Well, yeah. If the writing candidate should be disregarded completely. But the most important thing at that meeting is at the
they're just doing it to be funny.
Understand, but the board can't say no quorum, no election. That's the most important thing you need to know about going into that meeting. Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Thanks for the call, Karen. How about we go to Bob in North Palm Beach?
I got a strange one for you. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready. How can we help?
All right, I bought a condo that backs up to a waterway. And in the 50s, a fellow developed that waterway. Now his grandson is coming by to La Conda to say, hey, you owe me $40,000 for each lot that is on my grandfather's waterway. If not, I'm going to take your docks down out, or I won't allow you to replace your docks.
Whoa.
So this is 40 years.
We have three lots, so he's charging our condo $150,000 to have access to our waterway.
So that's something that a grandson came around after 40 years of you not paying a fee for access to these docks. Now all of
that's
a sudden
the
grandson comes around and says the docks are
his. We pulled permits from the village of North Palm Beach, and we pulled permits from South Florida Water Management District to build the docks.
Okay, when did you guys build the docks?
You're actually built on my property.
Wait, when were the docks built?
In the 70s, actually.
It's 70s. So it's been there for like 40, 50 years?
The building was built in 1972. We've had docks there since 72.
Right.
And now the last year and a half, he's trying to strong-arm all the people on this waterway.
Do the original documents talk about docks at all in your governing documents?
Who owns that land?
Yeah, does it say that the developer is building docks? So the developer,
well,
you know?
Believe it or not, we own 5 feet from the back of our building.
Okay.
And I went on the property appraisers, and it actually shows that he owns that this corporation that his grandfather started.
Well, there you go.
Owns all this property.
Right. Hey, it could be, but there's also potentially a pretty large statute of limitations issue that he may have. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, these types of cases have a statute of limitations, let's say, of 5 years.
Yeah, but if he owns the land, he owns the land.
Well, he had something to he had a specific amount of time to do something about it. If people were trespassing and he knew about it and he ignored it, right? There could be potentially a 5-year statute of limitations, which ended in 1975.
What we're concerned about, though, is how can you pull a permit from Village North Palm and South Florida Water Management
if you don't own it?
Let you pull permits on somebody else's land?
Right, exactly. Right. Listen, bottom line is obviously you need an opinion from counsel in this regard, and that's what we do. So give us a call in the office, 954-983-1112. 954-983-1112. We got to take a look at your condo documents and the permits that you pulled, and then we go from there. You got it. Thanks, Bob. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Keep the calls coming. Don't wait for the last minute. 877. Losing my mind. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Here's Jeff and Jonathan from Sherlock Tree.
Do your trees on your property look like a mess? Are they unsightly and overgrown? At Sherlock Tree Company, we know you're tired of going from company to company, hoping to find the one that gets it. At Sherlock Tree Company, we get it.
I'm Jonathan, the head arborist at Sherlock Tree Company. We've been here in South Florida since 1974, serving the Tri-County area. Our entire team is first class. We are committed to the long-term health and wellness of your trees. Please call me or any one of our other certified arborists at 954-788-4000.
Sherlock Tree has state-of-the-art equipment that is ready for action the minute we roll up on your job and what you've hired us for. Our large staff does residential, commercial, and large HOA work for some of the most notable properties in South Florida. Whether it's trimming or pruning, tree removal, new tree installation, or even if you want a whole new look, Sherlock Tree won't quit unless you are completely satisfied.
Call me, Jonathan, at Sherlock Tree Company at 954-788-4000. Check us out on the web at sherlocktree.com. That's sherlocktree.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Don't wait till the bitter end. Give a call to Eric, who is board certified in condo and HOA law. Give us a call right now, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, back to the phones. Carl in West Palm. How are you, Carl?
Hey, Carl.
Hello?
Yes, Carl.
Hello? Okay. Hi. I have a question. We just had an election on a COA, not a HOA, but a COA. And there was a board member, a candidate, I should say, who handed in a two-page information sheet bio.
Okay.
And the association had decided to just include one of them because they knew that that only one sheet, 8.5 by 11, could be included. So that said, my question is, according to the FAC, Florida Administrative Code, it does say that if it's not compliant, that the association does not have the right to change it or alter it or do anything to it. They just have to reject it. Is that correct?
That's correct, right. So when you say COA, do you mean condo association?
Yes.
Yes, because that rule would only apply to condo associations. So, Carl, let me just enlighten our listeners as to what you're talking about. So when condos do their election, a very detailed procedure. I think the condo statute works fantastic when it comes to the elections, and I wish HOAs would adopt it. It's another thing we'd like to try to get accomplished. So when someone wants to run in a condo, they can submit a one-page form, which basically talks about their education, qualifications, and experience to be on the board of directors. Now, that form can only be one page. So Carl is saying someone submitted their form on two pages. What's the association to do? They do not, absolutely do not have to mail it out. Not only don't they have to mail it out, if they mail it out, you know that other people who ran in the election are going to say, why did he get two pages and I only got one? Right? And let me backtrack. There's another case on this that talks about, what about if somebody says, well, wait a minute, we live in a community where a lot of people talk Spanish. I want to send in one page in English, but I also want to send out the exact same thing in Spanish, so I'm sending in a two-page front and back. Can they do that? No.
Oh.
Okay, case that says no, they can't. What don't you understand about one page? If you can't get your message across in one page, then you can't send it out. Okay? So that's currently the law, Carl.
Okay, so yes, I understand. So what this association did, sorry, the management company or the property manager, they just put in one page, the first page, where, of course, we could see his name.
Yes. And that's it.
So I was, okay, but isn't it that illegal? They're not supposed to be doing that. This is just supposed to not include it at all because it's not compliant, too.
Maybe. Don't know if that's going to be enough for an arbitrator to rule that this is an illegal election. That I can tell you, my hunch is that it's probably not going to be deemed to be an illegal election because of that, and I think the arbitrator will probably let it go, especially if in the end the results don't seem to the results are far enough. It depends where this person falls in the actual totals. If the person loses by a landslide, I can tell you there's no chance that the arbitrator is going to order a new election. That I can tell you. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but, you know, the question is here, is there enough substantial compliance where the association could be can be looked at as basically doing the right thing? You know, they, okay, they included, they wanted to help them, so they send out one page. I think that's how an arbitrator is actually going to look at it, believe it or not. Okay? Sorry, but we got to keep going. Bill in Boynton Beach. How are you, Bill?
Hi, this is Bill. I'd like to find out, does an HOA have to have 100% funding for their reserves?
Okay, no. HOA is different than a condo. In a condo, just to tell our condo listeners, when your condo board does that budget every year, when you send out that budget, you can send out different budgets, but at least one of them must, absolutely must be fully funded reserves. And then you can give people, the unit owners, the option of having less than fully funded, no reserves at all. But in an HOA, no, the board is not required to send out a budget with fully funded reserves. Only way they would be required is, hold on, only way they would be required is, A, was reserves originally put in the budget by the developer? Okay, got to find that out. If is it required under your governing documents? Did the unit owners ever vote to have a reserve account? If so, then going forward each and every year. And third, the board may, if they want to, have reserves in an HOA. And the only limitation on that would be if there's a limitation in your governing documents. But to get back to your question is, must it be included in the budget? And the answer is absolutely not. Hope that answers your question.
And they came up with two options. One is ludicrous. The other one is more palatable. And the third option they don't even give us, which is zero increase for reserves.
Okay. So understand, unless your governing documents say otherwise, you should know, and especially in a condo. Again, the only thing that the board is required to do in a condo is send out a budget with fully funded reserves. So let's say, and Bill, you make the perfect point here. Let's say you were calling from a condo, and your board specifically wanted fully funded reserves in your condo. You know what the board does? The board simply puts a budget in the mail that shows a fully funded reserve account. They go to the board meeting where the budget is set up. They pass the budget with fully funded reserves, and fully funded reserves just went into effect, like it or not. There's nothing even in the statute that says the board has to give the owners the option to waive or reduce the funding. So in an HOA, again, in your community, in HOAs, if the board puts a line item in there for reserves, as long as there's nothing preventing it in the governing documents, they can do that, and they don't have to give you the choice. The board makes the budget, okay? If you don't like it, you can complain to the board, but that they have the right to do it that way. How about we go to Tony in Tamarack? How are you, Tony?
Hi, I'm good, Eric. How are you?
Okay, how can we help?
Great. I live in a community with an HOA, and my driveway is 12 feet wide. I went through the bylaws, and then I applied to the HOA. They say I can extend it to 20 feet. Went by City Hall. They say 24 feet or half the property, whichever is less. I've been approved for the 20 feet. Is there anything I can do to...
So the city's only letting you go to what, 12 feet?
No. The association will let me do 20. The city says 24 feet or half the property, whichever is less.
Okay. So the city, I'm asking you is the city letting you do less than what the HOA is willing to let you do?
No, more.
The city is willing to let you do more, but the HOA is not?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And do you think you want to know if you have a cause of action against the HOA?
Yes. I've been through the bylaws. I didn't see anything there about the width.
Okay. Yeah. And this is also common. Sometimes people want to expand their driveways in HOAs. And where they get into potential problems is, what have you seen with other homes in the community? Have they let anybody else do it?
Most of them, I'd say, are 18.
Are 18. Okay. So... but and you want to go what, to 24?
I would want to go to 22.
To 22. Okay. So you would be four feet more than any other home that's been approved in the community. So if your documents require an approval by your architectural committee, for example, if that architectural committee thinks that it would look ugly, it wouldn't look good, it wouldn't look right, it would throw off the aesthetics in the community, I think they have every right to say no, despite the fact that the city may grant you the ability to do it. You know, that's why you move into a these are the things you have to think about before deciding whether or not you want to move into an HOA. There's going to be a committee there that has the right to make rulings on aesthetics, whether or not you can use certain colors on your house, whether or not you can extend your driveway certain amounts, whether or not you can put certain shades on your windows, whether or not your shutters have to be taken off after a period of time, whether or not you can put certain landscaping in. These are all things that you give up. You give up the right to have a say in a lot of these things when you move into a planned community. And, you know, not much you can do about it, okay? So, Tony, if they're picking on you, it's one thing. If they're not picking on you and if they haven't let anybody else in the community do it, then that architectural review committee probably has every right in the world to say, nope, we're limiting you to a certain amount. Okay, but thanks for the call, Tony. Wow, kept us on our toes today, huh?
It did.
Wow, the phones didn't stop from 1 minute to the next. And had a good time, though. Great show. Good. Thank you, everybody, for keeping the calls coming. Please don't forget, register for the Condo Craze Board Certification Seminar. Again, December 5th, 5 o'clock p.m., we're going to serve you dinner at Dave & Buster's. We're going to have really an incredible panel of experts. Just make sure you register at condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, December 5th, 5 o'clock. We'll have hundreds of you there. Believe me, that I can assure you. And, of course, if you need help, when you're off the air, don't forget, give Glazer and Sachs a call, 954-983-1112, 954-983-1112. And, of course, we'll talk to you again next week, 11 a.m. here on 850 WFTL on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful, safe week. Take care.
Thanks, Eric.